Hey, you guys, and welcome back to Wandering Adventures. I'm your host, Ashley, and I'm so excited to have you guys jump back into our adventures and just run with it, right? And I know it's been a while, but we are back and we are so excited to bring you a brand new episode every single week. And we drop them on Wednesdays because it's Wandering Wednesday in our book. And what better way to have that midweek hump than looking forward to something that you can listen to on your way home from work, while you're doing the dishes, while you're making dinner, whatever it may be. So we're here to get you over that midweek hump with brand new episodes, and we can't wait. We're super excited. So go ahead, kick back with your favorite snack, grab your favorite drink, whatever it may be that you're doing, and let's go on an adventure, shall we? Now, I want to give you a little run through on how things are kind of shifting around here, because we know it's been quite some time. Now, we're kind of changing the dynamic on how we run this. With it used to just be brought to you by news, and that's, you know, what current events were happening within the travel world and stuff like that. But now we want to do that and more. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about bringing you all the new adventure news that you can imagine, whether we're going on trips to Costa Rica, whether we're going to Washington, D.C., Vegas, you name it, we're going to bring you the news for it. Cruising, all-inclusives, all of it. But on the other side of what else we're going to be bringing to the table is going to be like different segments will have like, 15 disturbing facts about Disney attractions. Or if you've ever heard of creepypasta stories, we might dive into some of those that may portray to different universal worldwide things, phenomenons, that kind of stuff, or mythological, like the Appalachian myths and that kind of stuff. We're going to dive into that kind of things, because if you're traveling to somewhere different than where you are, you might want to know what you're traveling and you're going to experience along the way. So those are going to be different adventures that we're going to take with you guys along with, and just kind of navigate you with it. So yeah, but before we do all that, let me introduce you to a few of my friends, and you guys can get to understand and meet them. Let's go meet them, shall we? Aren't they the sweetest? I know. I love them so much. Each and every one of them brings something special and unique to our agency, and we couldn't run it without them. So I'm grateful to have been able to share them with you guys and give you like a little sneak peek into what each and every single one of us brings to our travel agency. Because if you didn't know, this podcast is brought to you by Navigating Adventure Travel, and we are there to help you go on your favorite adventures without breaking the bank. Yeah, I'm talking about payment plans, because we help you guys secure your vacation without going over budget, without going, well, I can't do anything now because that's way too expensive. We're here to help navigate you through those life troublesomes and whatnot, but let's just have some fun right now and let's go on another adventure, shall we? All right, now we're on our new adventures, and I'm talking about brand new vendors that we have paired with to help you guys experience the best vacations of your life. Now, one of them is going to be called Travel Leaders Network, and they're really phenomenal, because if you were to go on their website and search for a travel agent within your local proximity, you'll be able to find an agent to work with them. And I'm not here to promote other agents, and that's fine, but I'm just saying, if you were to want something like that, that is totally understandable. And we totally applaud you for, you know, verbally saying that to us, because we do appreciate the honesty. Now, what does Travel Leaders Network do for us as agents to help you, right? We're going to be able to find better flights, better hotels, activities, all inclusives, you name it. We're finding better deals, and they're going to help us secure you the best discounts possible. Also, another vendor that we paired with is now giving us the option to be able to give you guys the discounts that you know you want and need when it comes to your favorite sporting events. I'm talking NHL, NFL, MLB, NBA, you name it. And then there's so many more. But then I'm talking, like I said, NFL, but like Super Bowl. How about playoff games? What about Major League Baseball when World Series comes around? What about a Taylor Swift concert? Yeah, I'm saying we can find tickets to Taylor Swift, and I'm going to tell you right now that if you've been eyeing them, jump on that deal because they're going to start going quicker and quicker, especially with Mr. Kelce making appearances now. I mean, who does not want to go and see her on stage and then have the opportunity to see him coming out and having fun too, especially now that we know that they've been working this up for quite some time? I know. And let me tell you, we've already found some tickets for some clients and they were way cheaper than you're going to find for some of those US dates. Plus, they're not sold out yet too. Anyway, back to having adventure fun. Let's go ahead and shift some gears and let's dive into some new amazing adventures. All right, you guys, now we're shifting gears and we're going to go from the West Coast to the East Coast. But first, we're going to start at Disneyland Anaheim and talk about some exciting things that are going on there at their parks and things that are coming and things that may have already opened. I'm talking about Disneyland. First, we're going to kick it off with Pixar Fest, which is going on now through August 4th. And it's super exciting because you've got original outfits. You've got running around. You've got Doug and Mr. Fredrickson. You've got Carl with Kevin. You've got sadness, anger, and joy. You name it. There is something going on down at the Disneyland Anaheim Resort. And we're so excited about it because I saw some videos of people going and having their meals over in California Adventure Monsters, Inc. And they had like little half cars that you could sit in. So you were like at a drive-in and you could watch Pixar shorts while you sat. You just needed to get off your feet for a little while. Totally adorable. And I can't believe that I'm actually missing it because it looks so cute. And then there's the food. There are so many different foodies that I've seen sharing all of the yummy, yummy treats. And I'm dying over some of them. So have you had any of the yummy Pixar treats? Because they look too good to even, you know, put aside or even to not dream about at night. Now, something else I want to talk about
during summertime,
there is a huge savings offer for Disneyland tickets. And I'm talking about a free per day ticket starting as low as $50 per child. So you're looking at $150 for 3 days. That's huge savings. Plus, if you are able to make a package and add your hotel room on it, everything like that, you're going to be able to make payment plans and save even more money. Because what if we find you a deal for your hotel room? You're adding that in there too. It could be 30 to 40% off. You never know. So that's a huge deal on top of being able to make a payment plan. Now, also with Disneyland, coming up, and that's going to be phenomenal. Because here's the thing, Halloween season starts August 23rd and goes all the way through October 31st, technically November 2nd, before they start taking down any decorations. That time period of August 23rd through September 26th, you got a whole month of being able to utilize that $50 per child discount ticket during Halloween. So if you're like me who likes to go for one, late summer, early fall, this is perfect timing for it. And two, you're saving money. And then three, Halloween season's going to already be starting. So you're going to be able to get those Halloween vibes and save money on your Halloween package. So make sure you jump on that because also during August, you're going to be able to enjoy reopening with the brand new walkthrough queue, the new Leota's gift shop at the end of the ride.
You name it.
There's going to be so much fun happening there. And plus, it's going to reopen with a virtual. You've got to get there to be able to make sure you ride it. Because I know I have major FOMO already, and the ride hasn't even reopened. So, what are you waiting for? Now, let's kind of shift some gears and speed, as fast as you can across Route 66 all the way down to your favorite resort in Walt Disney's Florida location. Walt Disney World. And I am talking about brand new retheming of the Voyage of the Little Mermaid. That's going to open in fall of 2024 as the Little Mermaid musical adventure. And from rumors I've heard and some of the pictures and stuff I've seen, it's going to look amazing. And I'm really excited that I live on the East Coast now, because Florida is literally like a 12-hour drive, which, like, I know 12 hours is a long drive, but it's not like 4 days now for me. So we should hopefully be going to Florida at some point to be able to experience that. Because also, you're going to have Country Bear Musical Jamborees whole experience returning in July. July 17th, in fact. That's going to be coming back. Wait, because I miss having the Country Bears at Disneyland in Anaheim. So now that the fact that they have re kind of themed the musical and they're still keeping, just warms my heart. It makes me so happy to still be able to have a hold of that nostalgia from my childhood. Now, what we've all been waiting for at Walt Disney World is Tiana's Bayou Adventure. And I am so excited because it opens to the public this Friday, the 28th. And I already know that line is going to be like 180 minutes plus. I'm sure it already is with the annual pass holders that are able to go and enjoy the ride right now, because it's so gorgeous. In fact, it's so gorgeous. We're actually going to give you guys the full ride through video right here from Disney Parks' point of view, because you can't not experience it. So let's go ahead and check that out, and we'll see you over at Universal next. All right, we are now at Universal, and like I said, we have the West Coast and we have the East Coast, but what's really fun is there's so much. Now, we're going to start off with West Coast, because there's only a small thing going on there right now, and that is the brand new Fast and Furious coaster that is still in the progress or being in. We can't wait. That is going to be such a fast, amazing roller coaster, and you get to see it from the different levels of the park, just kind of experience the build while it's being built. Now, we're going to shift gears and we're going to go across a little bit. We're talking about going to Vegas. Vegas is where the new Horror Unleashed huge amazingness is going to be, and that is going to be like Halloween Horror Nights year round.
Not wait.
And as a horror fan myself, we love to dive into the movies, the spooks, the everything, the decor, all of it, especially when it comes to Halloween time. So to be able to go somewhere that's going to consistently have a Halloween vibe, I can't wait. And I'm sure most of you can't either. Because also, as we keep jumping across the U.S., we've got that brand new park that you're going to be opening in Texas, aimed towards families and young children, and it's going to be water parks and all of that, like, all of that fun, right?
Not wait.
Because we have family in Texas, so it'd be nice to be able to go visit them, but also be able to experience this brand new theme park that they're going to be opening. Now, we are jumping all the way to Orlando.
And we are talking about Epic Universe that's going to be opening in 2025,
and I am so excited for this, because not only is Celestial Park kind of like the hub between all of the worlds, you've got the two new hotels, you've got Dark Universe, where you're going to be able to visit all of the monsters and the freaks and whatever you want to call it, and just enjoy that realm. And then you've got How to Train Your Dragon, the Isle of Berk, that you're going to be able to go
the new land of Wizarding World of Harry Potter, that's going to be the Ministry of Magic that's going to be opening. And I'm so excited for all of them.
You excited?
Like, would you stay at the new hotels at Universal Orlando, or would you rather stay at one of the offsites and save a little money? Because either way, those packages are going to be phenomenal. And to say you've been into the Ministry of Magic now, when you can also jump over to like Hogsmeade and stuff and Diagon Alley at the other park, it's just amazing. So we can't wait for Universal's new fun.
All right, you guys, now for today's main segment, and it's going to be about something that we all know and have a love-hate relationship with. And I'm talking about the Disney Genie. We've all had a love-hate relationship at some point in our Disney lives. And I can't even say that, because this has only really been around for the past few years. And you only know what I'm talking about if you've been to any of the Disney parks, right? So, crazy moment. Anyway, so what are we talking about? We are talking about the fact that they have rebranded the Genie Plus system.
And
they're making it more understanding for you guys as the consumer.
and making it where your trip is not spent standing in line, where you're not having any fun, and you're going to be able to enjoy more options. So we're going to go ahead and break down each of the passes for you and give you kind of an insight on how you can go about planning your next vacation at one of the Disney theme parks. Now, I'm going to talk about the Lightning Lane first, because that is the formerly known as Genie Plus service, and that's where you're going to now be able to purchase for one theme park per day. So if you're at Disneyland, you're going to be able to purchase for either Disneyland or California Adventure. If you're at Disney World, you get Hollywood Studios, Magic Kingdom, Epcot, or Animal Kingdom. Pick one of those for the day. And then you'll be able to pick up to three experiences, attractions, and their times that you're going to ride them or go and do them in that theme park ahead of your vacation. Sound even more intriguing? Then, when you're at the park, after your first ride has been rode, or like once you've scanned into the queue line with that Lightning Lane, you're going to be able to go into your My Disney Experience app and book your next one, so that you constantly have them stacked and ready to go. So it's a revolving circle. The single pass is formerly known as just the individual Lightning Lane entry. So if you bought the fancy ride for Radiator Springs only, and that's the only one you guys brought it for, that's what a single pass would classify as. But you're going to be able to purchase up to two selections per day now in advance for some of the most highly anticipated attractions like Guardians of the Galaxy, Cosmic Rewind, or Tron, that kind of thing. And then you are as well going to be able to choose times ahead of your visit. Now, I keep saying ahead of your visit, and I'm sure a lot of people are going, what do you mean? You've not been able to pick those kinds of things unless you were on, say, the DAS before you even went on your vacation. Well, that's where they are shifting gears, and they have changed it to where now you can go in if you are a on-site property guest. When I'm talking Disney World resorts like Pop Century, the Polynesian, Coronado, Caribbean Beach, All Star Music, those kinds of things, or some of the select few like the Dolphin, the Swan, some of those kinds of things. If you're staying in one of those, you're going to actually be able to book your rides for the multi-pass or single pass up to 7 days prior to your vacation. Now, that's huge to be able to go through and be like, okay, my family of five has five rides we have to hit. So obviously the multi-pass is going to be the best option for us per park every day. So let's just tack that on to our package and save money that way too, right? Because then we're still going to make those payment plans with all of these included. So you're making smaller payments for your total vacation than going, here's my credit card, I can't swipe that now. But so you're going to be able to choose all of these pre-assigned rides 7 days before you even go on your trip. And you're going to know that, hey, everybody's going to get to ride their favorite ride day one. Day two, same thing. Versus getting at the end of your vacation and going, oh, Sally didn't get to ride the one ride that she didn't know she wanted to ride until the very last day and didn't tell anybody. You'll have all the options to pick for everybody, or for everybody to choose for themselves. Hey, I have to ride Tron while we are there. All right, Tron's picked. We're going to ride Tron at 3 p.m. All right. You know, somebody wants to go and ride Mickey's Runaway Railroad. All right, we're going to go see that. So you have these options now. Now, if you're not an on-site guest, you obviously are going to want to know if you're going to be able to pre-book ahead too, right? Well, I'm going to tell you, you are able to. You're able to book ahead of your vacation if you're a off-site property guest, and you'll be able to do that 3 days prior to your trip. So you're still going to get the opportunity to purchase those and plan everything up to 3 days prior to your vacation versus waiting until you cross that threshold of the gate and go, okay, now what are we going to do? You have it broke down. You'll know you're not going to be waiting in a long line because at 2:30, we are jumping in line for Grizzly River Run at Disney California Adventure. We know it's going to be hot and sticky. It's the middle of July. 3 o'clock. Let's do the wettest ride we can possibly do. Check. This is an amazing new way of handling this whole situation. And I am so excited for it because it's not only going to make your trip funner and better, but you're going to spend less time waiting in lines and you're actually going to enjoy seeing the moments of pure fun and happiness, not only on your face, but your family and friends as well. So I don't know. What do you guys think about this brand new twist on this? Give us some insight on how you think it's going to switch up the world of Disney's Lightning Lanes, because it's kind of like the old Fast Pass if you think about it, and it looks pretty similar, and boy, it's going to shake up some fun in all of the Disney theme parks. So let's have some fun and let's enjoy that adventure together, shall we? I just want to say thank you guys for tuning in to this first episode of us coming back, and we can't wait to go on more adventures with you and just kind of travel the world and see what kind of fun and excitement we can get into together. So stay tuned for next week's episode as we start our full dive into the different things that we discussed early on today. And I would love to hear from you guys what you want to hear in the future on one of these episodes. So thanks for tuning in. This has been a blast, and we'll see you next time.